Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilo Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
Bava Metzia Daf Chav Ches. The Gemara at the bottom of Chav Zayin Amud Beis asked that, what's the pshat in the tzad of Simonim Lavdoi Raisa? Why would the Rabbanon make a takana that you should return an Aveda with Simonim and get involved in a suffix of the money being returned to someone that's not the rightful owner? If Simonim lav d'iraisa, that means the Torah doesn't rely on Simonim. So why would the Rabbanon make a takana that you could return an Aveda with Simonim? On that, the Gemara explained that the reason is because nichale lebal Aveda lemeav Simonim ulemishkale. It's because someone who lost an Aveda wants to be able to give Simonim and get the Aveda back with that, because he knows that he doesn't have Edim, and he tells himself that everybody else doesn't know the good Simonim of the object. I know the good Simonim. I'll give the good Simonim and take it. Since many times people don't have Edim, so if you're going to go with the Deiraisa Dikadin, that Simonim is not enough, and you need Edim, so many times the Balei Aveda are not going to get their Aveda back. So therefore, Balei Aveda want this Takana that the Aveda should be given back with Simonim, because most of the time, usually, they're going to gain by that, because although there's a slight chance that somebody else might know the Simonim and get it, but generally speaking, the one who knows the Simonim the best is the owner. So he stands to gain with this takana by giving it back with Simonim. On that, the Gemara asks at the top of Chav Ches Amud Aleph that there's a Mishnah on Daf Chav Amud Aleph that says that Motza Tachrich Shal Shtorois Ayaguda Shal Shtorois Hareza Yachzir. If a person finds Shtorois rolled up, three Shtorois rolled up one within the other, or a bundle of Shtorois that are tied together, three Shtorois, so you give it back to the one who gives Simonim. We don't know if it fell from the malva or the loive. We have three shtarais with the same malva, same loive, and we don't know who it fell from, so you give it to the one who gives the simonim. Now over here, on the tzad, that the loive is the Baal Aveda, he doesn't want this takon over here, because he doesn't mind if you don't give back the Aveda to him with simonim, because he only stands to lose by you giving it back with Simonim, because the Malva might know the Simonim, and the Malva might get it back. Whereas if you only return it with Edim, not with Simonim, so then the Loiva is safe, because the Malva can't collect with the Shtaris if the Shtar is in the hands of the finder. So this is a type of Aveda where the potential, possible Baal Aveda does not want this Takona of it being returned with Simonim, and yet we give it back with Simonim. So therefore the Gemara says, Elo amar Rava Simonim d'iraisa. So Rava says that from here we have a raya that Simonim d'iraisa. D'chsiv ahoye imcha adrei shachicha isoi v'chisal al daitcha shi'etnenu kaidim shi'edrishenu. Elo darsheyu im ramayhu ayenoi ramay lav v'simonim shma amino. So Rava says that we have a proof from this Mishnah that Simonim are deraisa, and the Mekar is from the Pasuk of Adrei Shachicha Eisai. Then Rava continues and says, Omar Rava, Im Timsaloimar Simonim deraisa, if you're going to say Simonim deraisa, and the Gemara pounces on him and says, Im Timsaloimar, Ha Poshatle Simonim deraisa. What do you mean, Im Timsaloimar, if you're going to say Simonim deraisa? You were just Peshat that Simonim deraisa. And the Gemara says an unbelievable thing. Because you can say, like we answered before, Zokt Rashi Be'edim. The Gemara in Chav Zayin Amud Beis tried to bring a raya from this drasha of Darsheyu Im Ramay Einai Ramay. How are you Dairish him to make sure he's not a Ramay? The Gemara thought with through Simonim. On that, the Gemara says, no, it could be with Edim. And the Gemara is saying that again over here. And the Pella is, the Rishonim are bothered. What do you mean? But Rava wasn't Peshit that it means Simonim Mikayach the drasha of Darsheyum Ramay Einay Ramay, Rava was forced to say that Simonim works Midai Raisa because of the Kasha from the Mishnah of Matzah Tachruch Shal Shtarei Sayaguda Shal Shtarei Sarei Zayachzir, that over there doesn't make sense. The reasoning that we said why the Chachamim would make a Takana if Simonim Lav Dei Raisa. That's the reasoning doesn't apply over there, and that's what's forcing us to say that Al Karchach Simonim Dei Raisa, and that's what the Pasuk means when it says Darsheyu Im Ramay. So how could you say Mishum Dikala Meimar Kedushanina? How could you say that it means Edim? So the emes is that the Rishonim, the Ritva, says that this line of the Gemara of Im Timtzaloimar HaPashat Le Simonim Dei Raisa Mishum Dikala Meimar Kedushanina is an addition from Rav Yehudai Goin. It's not from the Amoraim, and the Tosfos HaRosh says that you have to take it out. It's a mistake. Like we're asking. You can't say that it means Eidim. We have a proof from the Kasha of Matzah Tachru Shal Shtoreis. L'maisa Barashi is Geirisit. Many Rishonim are Geirisit. So what do we do with this problem? Comes along the Rosh in Psakim in Simen Yud Gimel, and he says that the Gemara is saying now it's not a proof from the Mishnah Matzah Tachru Shal Shtoreis that Simonim Dei Raisa, because maybe there's some other reason for the Takonas Chachamim why they said Simonim works. La'ilam Simonim Lav Dei Raisa. And the Chachamim made a Takona that Simonim works for some other reason than the Gemara mentioned on Chav Zayin Amid Beis. Rava wasn't sure that maybe there's another Tam. Einachanami, according to his Tam, that Nichalei Lebalei Aveda, because they say that we're better off if you give it back with Simonim, because a lot of times they don't have Edim, that Tam wouldn't apply by Matzah Tachruch Shal Shtoreis. But maybe there's some other reason for the Takanas Chachamim, just Rava didn't know what it is. That's one Mahalach in the Rosh. The Ritva adds that maybe it's because of Loi Plug. Maybe even though the reason why the Chachamim made the Takana of that Simonim works doesn't apply by Matzah Tachruch Shal Shtoreis, but since generally speaking the reason does apply, so therefore Loi Polig Rabbanon B'Takonosam, and they said that across the board one rule that Simonim always works, even if in this particular instance of Matzah Tachruch Shal Shtoreis the reasoning doesn't apply. The Rosh in his second Mahalach and the Ravid, they say a different pshat, that maybe this that you give back Tachruch Shal Shtoreis is through Tfiyas Ayin of a Talmud Chacham, not through Simonim. Through a Simon Koldehu, he recognizes it with Tfiyas Ayin. He has a small Simon that helps him recognize it with Tfiyas Ayin, and you give it back to a Talmud Chacham. You're talking not giving it back with Simonim. The Pnei Yeshua and the Einig Yomtev in Simen Kuf Chavav, they want to say Charifus, a different pshat, that we mentioned in the Shir on Daf Chav Zayin, that the Pnei Yeshua says that there's two independent reasons why Simonim are Lav Dei Raisa. One side is because of a chashash that it's Isrami Aveda Acheresh Simoneo Kazu. Maybe there's another Aveda that has the same simonim as this one. So just because this person is giving the simonim on this Aveda, it's not a proof that it's his, because maybe somebody else lost a similar object with a similar simonim. That's one problem with simonim. Another problem is because of Chashash Ramos, that maybe an outsider saw the Baal Aveda's object and saw the simonim on it, and now that it got lost, he is giving the simonim that he saw on the other person's object, but he's really not the owner. Zakt, the Pnei Yeshua and the Einig Yomtev, very geschmack. When it comes to Matzah Tachruch Shal Shtoreis, Ayaguda Shal Shtoreis, over there, both the Malva and the Loiva agree that the shtar came from them. It's their shtar that was on the transaction between them. So we have no tzad that the shtar is from an outsider. The chashash is just who's lying and who's saying the truth. between the Malva and the Loiva. It's a question of Chashash Ramos. On that, we're saying that you have a proof from there, the fact that you give it back to the Malva, if he's the one who is giving the Simonim, even though it's not Nichalei Leloiva for the Takonas Chachomim in this case. So it's a proof that Simonim Dairaisa. But that's only a proof that Simonim Dairaisa Klape the Chashash Ramos. But as far as the other Chashash is concerned, as far as the chashash that maybe it's Isrami Aveda Cherisha Simonea Kazu, on that you don't have a proof from there that we're not worried about that Midai Raisa. Maybe that chashash, Midai Raisa, we are chashash for, and therefore, when such a chashash exists, so then Simonim would only be Drabanon. Meaning, Enachanami, in the case of Tachrich Shalstarais, Ayaguda Shalstarais, where there is no chashash Isrami Aveda Cheris, because they're both being moida that it's their star. So then it's just a question of chashash ramos. Over there, you have a proof, simonim dairaisa, because the takonas chachamim doesn't make sense over there. But in a regular case, where there is a chashash of isram yaveda acherisha simonel kazu, you don't have a proof that simonim dairaisa. And that's why Rava is saying, im timtsaloimar simonim dairaisa, because it's not klar that simonim dairaisa. To summarize, we have a question on the Gemara that how could the Gemara over here be mistapik if Simonim Dairaisa or not? We just brought a proof from Matzah Tachrich Shalshtareis, Aguda Shalshtareis, that in that case the Takanas Chachamim doesn't make sense, and still it says that you give it back with Simonim. So it's a proof that Simonim Dairaisa. So how could Rava be mistapik about that now? So the Tosfos HaRosh says that Enochanami, you have to erase the Girsa. It's a mistake. And Avada Simonim Dairaisa. But the Rosh in Psakim says that the Girsa is correct. Rashi says the Girsa is correct. Aye, what do you do with this question? Zokta Rosh, that Rava wasn't sure. Maybe there's some other reason for the Takanas Chachamim, which he didn't know. But it's, and maybe according to that reason, it would apply even to Matzah Tachruch Shalshtareis. The Ritva says maybe it's because of Loi Plug. We don't need the Takanas Chachamim to apply in every single case, as long as in most cases it makes sense. So therefore they said Loi Plug. The Rosh in his second Mahalach and Psakim and the Ravid say that maybe over there you're giving it back with Tfiyas Ayin through a Simon Kolduhu. He recognizes it with Tfiyas Ayin and you're giving it back to a Talmud Chacham. And the Pnei Yeshua's answer is that from the Mishnah of Matzah Tachruch Shalshtareis, you only have a proof that Midairaisa were not worried about Chashash Ramos. But you still don't have a proof as far as the other Chashash is concerned, the Chashash of Isrami Aveda Cheres, Shesimonei Kazu, and therefore Rav is mistapik if Simonim Dairaisa or not. So Lahalacha, it comes out that according to the Tosfos HaRosh that erases this Girsa in the Gemara, it comes out that we do have a Pshitos that Simonim Dairaisa. However, according to our Girsa, and that's how the Rif and the Rosh paskin that it's not, it's a Boyad Loyifshita, the Gemara remains with a Safik, whether Simonim Dairaisa or Dravonon, and Misafik, you have to go Lechumra. So if, for example, a Shliach lost a get, and he gives a Simon to prove that the get that was found, Lachas Man Meruba, is his, it would only work if he says Nekev Yeshboi Bitzad Ois Ployni, which is a Simon Muvik. But with a regular Simon, since we're not sure that Simonim Dairaisa, you can't rely on that when it comes to Isurim. And this is how it's gepaskint in Shulchan Aruch. Evan Ezer, Simon Kuflamid Basif Dalid, that Dafka Ben Nekev Bitzad Ois Ployni Mehadrinan. Also in Evan Ezer, Simon Yud Zayin Sifchav Dalid, when it comes to testifying on a dead body to be matir, the person's wife, you need simonim of hakim b'yoyser. But with regular simonim, you cannot testify that it's that person that died because simonim are not for sure de'oiraisa. In the Rambam Shita, there's a stira, how he paskins, because mitzad echad, he paskins in Perek Yud Gimel, mehilchus gzela v'aveda locha hei, that hasimonim hamuvhakin seimchin alehen v'donin al piyam b'chol makim din Torah. He says simonim uvhakin, we rely on them and we judge based on them everywhere din Torah. V'hamida, oy hamishkol, oy haminyan, oy makayim ha'aveda, simanim of hakim hein. These are all considered simanim of hakim. Now we know that the Gemara on Chav Gimel Amid Beis had a suffix about these things, mida, minyan, mishkol, if they're considered a simin at all, and the Gemara is patient that they are a simin. They're definitely not the madreg of simanim of hakim, which work midairaisa even on the tzad of simanim drabanon. These are regular simanim. These are simanim emtsayim. The Nesikalim say, when the Rambam over here says that these are simanim of hakim, he means these are simanim that are good to return an aveda with. Just like you see that the Gemara on Chav Zayin Amid Beis uses the lashon of simanim of hakim when it explains the Takanas Chachamim, Kulay Amol Yadi Simanim of Hakim Dida, Vanoya Hivda Simanim of Hakim Dida, and the Gemara means regular Simanim, Simanim Emtsoyim. Also, the Gemara in Chav Ches Amid Beis that says that Omar Aso Aveda Vloy Omar Simaneha means Loy Omar Simanim of Hakim Dida, and Tosis explains on Chav Zayin Amid Beis at the bottom that it's Lav Dafka Simanim of Hakim. It just means good Simanim, Lafuke, Chivri Visumki. Lafuke, if you just say it was white or red. But simanim emtsayim could also sometimes be referred to as simanim of hakim. Simanim that work. So the Magid Mishnah over there in Perek Yud Gimel, Gzeilav Aved Alocha Hei says, that's what the Rambam means when he says simanim of hakim. He means simanim emtsayim, and the Rambam is paskening that simanim dairaisa, simanim emtsayim are dairaisa. Mitzad Sheini, the Rambam, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Yod Aleph, Mehilchas Gerishin, Paskins, that in order to give back a get that was lost, we need a simin of Nekev Bitzad Ois Ploini. So the Lecha Mishnah over there asks that the Rambam seems to be Soiser himself. Why do you need Nekev Bitzad Ois Ploini, which is the Madrega of Simonim of Hakim, the highest Madrega? Even a simin emtsoi should be good enough, because if Simonim Dairaisa, it helps even for Isurim. And also the Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Chaf Aleph Mehilchas Gerishin, the way the Magid Mishnah over there learns up, is saying that in order to be made on someone that he died, in order to be mater his wife, a simen emtsoi which works for an aveda does not work. And again, the Lecha Mishnah asks, why not? If the Rambam in Hilchas Gzeilav Aveda is saying simanim deiraisa, then why shouldn't the simen emtsoi work to be able to marry off his wife? This is a tzarech inyan in the Shitas HaRambam. Next inyan. The Gemara says, simanim v'simanim yaniach. If two people give simanim for an aveda, you say yehei munach. There's a famous question from Rabbi Kiveiga that how can we say yehei munach? Why don't we say yachloiku? Let him give it back to them and let them split it. Because Tosfos Shita on Daf Beis Amud Aleph Divar Maschil V'Yachloiku is that when you have Chalukah Yechayla Liyos Emes, when the division is able to be true, you say Yachloiku. Over here it's Yechayla Liyos Emes. It's possible that they were Shutfin, they were partners in this Aveda, and since it's possible to be true, we should say Yachloiku. And even according to Rashi that says that when there's a vadai ramai, when there's someone that's for sure lying, you say yehei munach. But over here, it's not for sure that they're lying. It could be that each of them lost an aveda with such a simen. So it's not vadai ramai. So even according to Rashi Shita, why don't you say yachloiku? Now, you have to add Hesber to Kiveger's question, that Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph says there's an additional condition that you need in order to say yachloiku, that they both have to be mochzakin on the object. Tosfos over there asks a stira that how come by shnayim oichzin betalis, two people holding on to a talis that they found, the halach is yachloiku, and by the case of Ahu Arva, there was a boat that two people were fighting over, Gemara Bava Basra Lamedalad Amid Beis, and each one said that it's his, and the halach is that called Olam Gavar. Let them fight it out, and whoever's stronger wins. Fractosis, what's the difference? How come by Shnayim Eichzim Metalis you say Achloiku, and over there by Ahu Arva you say Kol Dolem Gavar? And Tosfos answers that Eichzim Shaini, that when you have two people holding on to the object, that's when you say achloiku. Mashenkin bahu arvo, they weren't muchzik in it, so therefore you say kol dolim gavar. So, what does Rabbi Akiva Eiger mean that over here you should say achloiku? Where's the muchzakin? The answer is that Tosis over there says that by the case of mana shlishi, where you have Reuven and Shimon gave money to Levi to watch, one of them gave 100, and one of them gave 200. And now when they come to pick it up, each one claims that he gave the 200. And the Gemara wants to know why over there is the halacha different than by Talis over there. The Rabbanon say that you say Yehei Munach on the 300. Rabbi Yossi says you say Yehei Munach on the whole thing. How come it has a different halacha than Talis? And Tosis is bothered, but where's the Muchzakin over there? I thought you only say Yachloiku when you have Shnei Muchzakin by. And Tosis says in Yisoid that over there also Choshev Ahusha Nifgad Toifes Becheska Shneim Kiilu Heimatzma Muchzakin by. Over there also you consider it that the Nifgad, the Shomer, is holding it for both of them, so it's as if they're both Muchzik in it. So too over here, Rabbi Akiva Eiger holds that the Moitzei Aveda, who's holding it for the Oved, so we should consider him like he's Muchzik for them, and therefore we should say Achloiku, since it's Chaluka Yechayla Liyais Emes, and there's no Vadai Ramai. Comes along Rav Chaim in Chidushei Agracha Lashas in Baba Basra, and it's also brought in Bircha Shmuel over here in Bava Metzia Siman Aleph, that since by Ashavas Aveda there's a special din of Darsheyu Im Ramay Ayenai Ramay, there's a chiyuv on the Baal Aveda to make sure that he's giving back the Aveda to the rightful owner. He has to be mevarer that the one who he's returning it to is the rightful owner. Zok Rav Chaim, giving the Aveda back to a matzav of a yachloiku, that's not called that you were mevarer who the rightful owner was. Yachloiku is a psak din that Beis Din paskins in a suffik, but klape shmaya galio, it probably only belongs to one of them, and you're not giving back the bailim his whole chayfetz. And Darsheyu Im Ramay says that it's mutal on you to be mevarer clearly that you're giving back the object to the right bailim. And therefore we say, Yehi munach ad sheyav elio. Next inyan. The Gemara says that simonim is simonim yaniach. The Rishonim have a shayla, does this halacha apply even when one person gives a simon muvik and the other one gives a simon she'enai muvik? And the Rishonim say that definitely if you hold simonim d'rabbanon, that a simon emtsoi is only d'rabbanon, and yet a simon muvik is d'iraisa, then definitely the one that gave a simon muvik will win over the one that gave the simon emtsoi. But what if you hold simonim d'iraisa? So then even a simon emtsoi works mi d'iraisa. So then is there a difference between a simon muvik and a simon she'enai muvik? Rabbeinu Yohanesin in the Shita Mekubetza says no. If you hold simonim d'iraisa, so then what's the difference? Muvik, einay muvik. Simonim are d'iraisa, so therefore you still say aniach. But the Rashba and the Ritva, they both say that no. Even if you hold simonim d'iraisa, but a simon muvik is still better than a simon she'enay muvik. And l'chayra, there's a mefurish araya to those rishonim from the Gemara later that says, midas arkay umidas rachbay. If one person gives the midah of the length and the other one gives the midah of the width of the baget, tinasein the midas arkay. The midas rachbay shiure komeshayr lo kad mechzila mara v'kay. So you see that even though midas rachbay by itself is a simon, but when you have two people giving a simon, and one gives midas arkay, which is something that cannot be estimated when the owner is wearing it, so we give it to him. So you see that you give it to the one that gives the better simon. So that's l'chayra mufurish araya. If one person gives a simon muvik, and one gives a simon she'enai muvik, even if you hold simonim d'iraisa, you give it to him. But the emes is that the Ravid and the Shita Mekubetza says the Gevaldige Chiddush, that halacha of midas arkay, midas rachbay, that tinasein, le midas arkay, is only if you hold simonim drabanon. But if you hold simanim dairaisa, even though one is more muvik than the other, you still say aniach. However, the Ritva Tainis on the Ravid that it's a big doichik to say that those Gemaras later on that discuss two different levels of simanim, midas arka, midas rachbay, and the next Gemara, midas arka, midas rachbay, umidas gamav, and then midas arka, midas rachbay, and midas mishkaloysav, to say that all these Gemaras are only going in the Madamar simanim drabanon is a doichik, because Rava started off his statement, the hakdama to all these cases, Omar Ravim, Tim Soloimar, Simonim Dairaisa, Simonim Simonim Yaniach, Simonim Ve'edim Yinosin Lebalo Edim. So it's not mashma that these cases are only going on the tzad of Simonim Drabonon. Therefore, the Ritva holds that even if you hold Simonim Dairaisa, if one person has a Simon Muvik and the other one has a Simon She'enai Muvik, you give it to the one that has the Simon Muvik. It's interesting that Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Chidushim is Mesupik on the tzad of Simonim Dairaisa. If one person gives a Simon Muvik and the other one gives a Simon She'enai Muvik, what's the din? And he remains by a Suffik. And he doesn't bring that the Rishonim already discussed this in the Shita Mekubetzes. Next Inyan. The Gemara says, Simonim Ve'edim Yinasein Lebal Ha'edim. If one person give simanim, and the other one has edim, you give it to the Baal HaEdim. The Rosh, in Psakim Simen Yud Gimel, and the Rashba, both say that this halacha applies even if the Baal HaSimanim is giving a simen muvik. Still, edim is better than even a simen muvik, and that's how the Shach Paskins in Choshem Mishpat Simen Reish Samach Zayin, Sivkotin Zayin. Now, the Rosh says, on this halach of simanim ve'edim inasein the baal ha'edim, zok the rosh v'afilu simen muvik, the edim adifi tvei kivan shemeidin shemimenu nafal. Edim are better since they are testifying that it fell from him. V'afilu loiro hanefila, and even if the edim didn't see that it fell from him, elo shemeidin shahaya shaloi. Rather, they're just testifying that this object was his. Machzikinon lebeches kosai, v'loy amrinon shemachrei. We're machzik the chayfitz in his chazaka, that it's his, and we do not say that he sold it. So the Rosh is telling us that not only where the Edim testified that they saw that the object fell from him, do we give it to him over the other one that's giving the simanim, but even if the Edim just say that this chayfetz was his, we also say that it's his, and we don't say that he sold it to the other person. Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a suffix in the kavana of the Rosh. Does the Rosh mean that the reason why we give it to the Baal HaEdim is because since Edim are saying that it was his, so now he blibes a marakama? He has a cheskas marikama, and we're not moitzi from a cheskas marikama through simanim. Just like Taisus in Chulin, Daf Tzadivava Med Aleph, in Dibur HaMaschol Planya, says on your side that we're not moitzi mamin from a muchzik through simanim. For example, if Edim say that so-and-so who has this and this simin borrowed from so-and-so, it means they didn't see that person himself. They're not makir him b'tvias ayin who he was, but they saw simanim on him. And they say, Ploini that has this and this simen borrowed from Ploini. Says Taisvis, we are not mitzi mamin from a muchzik through simanim. Zokter b'kiva eger, maybe that's what the Rosh means, that since Edom are testifying that the chayfetz was his, so now, even though he's not a muchzik now, because the object is lost from him, he's not holding on to it, but he's still a marakama, and we're not mitzi mamin from a marakama through simanim. According to this tzad of understanding the Rosh, even if the Edim would testify that he wove the beged, he made the beged, edei ariga, still, we would not say that he sold it to the Baal HaSimanim, because since he's a Marakama, we're not Mait Simanim from a Marakama through Simanim. Oy Dilma, Zokter B'Kiva Eger, maybe the Rosh means only where they're testifying that the object was his, but not if they're saying that they're made, that he made the Beged. Because if they're testifying that he made the Beged, Edei Ariga, then how could it be that the other person knows the Simanim? Especially a Simon Muvik, how does he know it? It must be that the Baal Ha'edim sold it to the Baal HaSimanim. And La'olam, the Rosh could hold that we are Maitzi from a Cheskas Marikama through Simanim. The Rosh only means in a case where Edim are testifying that the object was his. They don't say that he made the Beged. They just say, we saw that the object was his. And now we have somebody else giving simanim, so now the suffix is, who sold it to who? Do we say that the Baal HaSimanim had it first, and he sold it to the Baal HaEdim? Or did the Baal HaEdim have it first, and he sold it to the Baal HaSimanim? So then I say that, Kivan de mevurer lanu al piedim shahayal shal zeh, machzikim oisei lebailim. Since it's mevurer to us through Edim, that it was this person's, so we're machzik him to be the Bailam. But if they would just be made on the Ariga, that would be worse. Because since Mikoyach de Simon, it's Muchach that afterwards he sold it to this person, so we would give it to the Baal HaSimanim. So Bekitzer, Reb Kiva Eger is mistapik in the Kavana of the Rosh. Is the Rosh saying a Yisoy that we're not Mait Simanim from a Marikama through Simanim, just like Taisa says in Chulin Sadivav, that we're not Mait Simanim from a Muchzik through Simanim? And if that's the Pshat in the Rosh, then even if they would be Edei Ariga, where they say that the object started out by this person, still we would not give it to the Baal HaSimanim, because we're not Mait Simanim from a Marikama through Simanim. Or maybe no. Maybe we're only not Maitzi Mamin from a Muchzik Mamish through Simanim, but from a Marikama, you are Maitzi with Simanim. So if the Edim would say, we testified that he made the Beged, then we would say, how does this other person know the Simanim? It must be that the Baal HaEdim sold it to him. And then we would give it to the Baal HaSimanim. The Rosh only means in a case where the Edim didn't say that he created the Beged. They just say, we testified that the Beged was his. We saw that the Beged was his, so then we don't know which way to go, who sold to who. So then I say, give it to the Baal HaEdim. The Rabbi Kivager says, Tzarechi in the Dina, he's not sure, Pshat in the Rosh. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky in Simon Nun Gimel asks Akasha on Rabbi Kivager's second Sad in understanding the Rosh, that he doesn't understand if Mitaka don't know who sold to who. We have two people over here that are bringing a raya that the Beged was theirs. One person has Edim, one person has Simanim. And Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying, we're not sure who had it first and who sold to who. So therefore, Zokter Rabbi Kiva Eger, Kivan de mevurer lanu al pi Edim shahoya shel zeh, machzikim eisei lebailim. Frek Rav Shmuel, why? Why just because Edim is a stronger beerer than Simanim, should we say that the Baal HaSimanim had it first and he sold it to the Baal HaEdim? There's no stira over here between these two things. If we're anyway saying that one sold it to the other, so then Mehecha Tesi, just because Edim is a stronger beerer than Simanim, that we should be toila that the Baal HaSimanim sold it to the Baal HaEdim, rather than saying that the Baal HaEdim sold it to the Baal HaSimanim. When do we say that one person who has a stronger proof than the other, give it to him? That's when the two proofs are soiser one another, they're contradictory. So then I say, give it to the one that has the stronger beer. But over here, Saivisai, Rabbi Kiva Eger saying that we're saying one sold it to the other. So who cares that Edim is a stronger beer than Simanim? They're not contradicting each other. We're saying anyway one sold it to the other. So maybe the Baal HaEdim sold it to the Baal HaSimanim. Also Rav Shmuel says, B'Shem Da'achroinim, that there's a raya from the Gemara that Simanim are not Maitzi from a Marakamo, like the first side of Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Rosh. because the Gemara says Eidei Ariga ve'Eidei Nefila Tinasein Le'Eidei Nefila. If one person has Eidim that he wove it, the other person has Eidim that it fell from him, so you give it to the Eidei Nefila. Now, if you say that Simonim could be Moitzi from a Cheskas Marakama, then why didn't the Gemara say a bigger Chiddush? That if you have Eidei Ariga v'Simonim, Tinasein Le'Bala Simonim. That if one person has Eidim that he wove it, the other one has Simonim, you give it to the Bala Simonim, because you say that it must be that the one who has the Eidei Ariga sold it to him. From the fact that the Gemara only says Eidei Ariga v'Eidei Nefila, Tinasein Le'Eidei Nefila is a raya, that even by Eidei Ariga v'Simonim, you do not give it to the Bala Simonim, you give it to the Eidei Ariga, because Simonim are not Maitzi from a Cheskes Marakama, like the first sad that we mentioned from Rabbi Kiva Eger, Bedas Harosh. Next inyan. The Gemara says, Simonim v'simonim v'eid echad. Eid echad command a lesse domi v'yaniach. If let's say one person gives Simonim, someone else gives Simonim, and he also has an eid echad, that says it's his. So the eid echad is command a lesse domi, it's as if he's not there, and you just say, Yehei munach. Now there's an interesting machlokes rishonim over here. If the one who just has the simanim, who the eid echad is testifying against, does he have to make a shvua in order for the din to be yehei munach? And if he doesn't make a shvua, then you will say that the other one will take it. We know there's a halacha of shvua eid echad that you have to make a shvua lehakrish es ha'eid. Over here, does the Baal HaSimanim, who's going keneged Eid Echad, does he have to make a shvu in order for the din to be Yehei Munach? So the Rosh Hashita is, Umiu Yiresh Etzarech Eisei Shekeneged Ho'eid Lishava. The one that's going keneged Eid has to swear, V'loi Gora Mimashim Hoya B'yodai. It's not worse than a case, let's say a person has a chayfetz in his hand, V'hoya Echad Oimer Shalihu. Comes along somebody else and says, that chayfetz is mine. V'hoya ha'eid misayoy, and the aid is misayeya him. He has to swear. So too over here, v'im yishava yaniach, v'im lo yishava yitneyu lebal ha'eid. So over here also, if he swears, then you say yehei munach. If not, you give it to the one that has the aid. However, the Nemukei Yosef over here argues and says that the Eid Echad command the lesse ve'enoi mechayev shvua loymar shakli shaloi. Af al pisha zemeid kenegdoi, mishum da filu yishava lahakrishoi, because even if he's going to swear to be makrish him, loy namid hakli v'yodoi, we're still not going to give him the kli, v'amai yishava, so why should he swear? Elo command the lessehu, kenirali. The Nemukei Yosef says no. Why should he swear, even if he swears, we're not going to give him the kli? So, there's no point in swearing. The Rambam, in Gzeila Vaveda, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Vav, also just says, on this halacha, that by Simonim, Simonim Ve'ed Echad, the Eid Echad is command the Lesei Domi. He doesn't say anything about a Shvua. So Rabbi Kiva Eger on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph and the Ktsois and Simon Reish Chav Beis, Sivkot and Beis are Medayik from the Rambam, that the Rambam holds like the Nemukei Yosef, that there's no Chi of Shvu over here. So how can we explain this Machlekes Rishonim? The Sefer Mishnah Salevi explains that we know, Midai Raisa, that there's only such a thing as Shvuas HaNiftarim and not Shvuas HaNoitlim. Midai Raisa, a shvua you make to pattern yourself. Like the Pasuk says, V'lokach ba'olav v'lo yishalim. The other party should take the shvua, should accept the shvua, and thereby the person doesn't have to pay. So, but there's no such thing as a shvua that with the shvua you take. So the Machlekes Rishonim over here is, how do you dan this case where the person is going to make the shvua, but al yidei the shvua, he's not getting to keep the chayfetz. The Rambam and the Nemukei Yosef hold that midai raisa, shvuas eid echad, that we have midai raisa, is a shvuas haniftarim. That al yidei the shvua, you get to retain ownership on your chayfetz, you keep the chayfetz. But over here, even after his shvua, he's not going to get the chayfetz. The din is going to be yehei munach. On that, there's no shvua doi raisa of shvuas eid echad. However, the Rosh holds that the ikar chilik between shvuas haniftarim and shvuas hanoitlim is that midai raisa, you only make a shvua when you're the nitva. when you're the one that's being asked for something. But not when you're the teiveya, when you're being teiveya the other person. If you're being teiveya somebody else, you're being noitel from somebody else, on that there's no shvua. So now, in this case, we have simonim b'simonim b'eid echot. So Reuven is giving simonim, Shimon has simonim and eid echot. And the nidin is, should Reuven have to swear in order to be ma'akiv Shimon from taking the object? Zokter Rosh, since Reuven is not taking through this shvua, but rather Reuven is being ma'akiv Shimon from being able to take, and the din should be yehei munach, so Reuven has a shame of a nitva. He's trying to stop Shimon from taking it. Therefore, it does pass over here, the shvua d'oraisa of shvua seid echot. The Rambam and the Nemukah Yosef hold that in order to have a shvua d'oraisa, it has to be shvuas haneftarim, meaning it has to be that you are retaining ownership on what you have. But if you're not keeping something on that, that doesn't have a shame of shvuas haneftarim. The Rosh holds that the ikar is, are you a nitva or are you a teiveya? Midairaisa, there's only a shvua if you're a nitva, not if you're a teiveya. So if you're being noital, then you're a teiveya. But if through your shvua you're being ma'akiv somebody else from being able to take, that the din should be yehei munach, then you have a shame of a nitva, and that does fit in to the gather of the shvua d'iraisa of shvua seidachot. Next inyan. There's a famous ran in Chulin Daf Lamed Alaramad Aleph Bedapei Harif that says, from the fact that by Aveda you return to a Talmud Chacham with Tvias Ayin because there's no Chashash Meshaker, from there we could learn out that Hu Adin, that by Metzia a person is Nemon to say Elu Kelov Shel Ploini Dekivon De Lesle Hano Minei Leichayshinon De Meshaker. Just like we see that a Talmud Chacham is Neman with Tvias Ayin because there's no Chashash Meshaker, so too, if anyone, even an Am Haaretz, comes and says about an Aveda that this is so-and-so's Chayfetz, since there's no Chashash Meshaker because he has no gain from that, so if there's no Chashash Meshaker, he's Neman. No different than a Talmud Chacham that's Neman with Tvias Ayin. However, the Ritva in Gittin Daf Chav Zayin, which in the Chidushay Ritva of Mosada Rav Kook is printed as Chidushay Rabbeinu Krashkash and Dibra Maschel Motzai, says no, that even a Talmud Chacham, a Tzuvra Midrabanan, is only Neman to say that this Chayfetz is mine. If he's talking about something that's his, a person for himself could be Zeichin Amamain Midin Taina. But for his friend, on that you need Eidos. Eidos needs two Eidim. If you're testifying about somebody else, that this is somebody else's Chayfetz, that already is a Eidos Dikedin, because you're being made for somebody else. By Eidos, even a Tzor V'Midrabanon is not more Nemon than a Am Haaretz, and you need two Eidim. So we have a Yisoidus Dikam Achlekes Rishonim when it comes to an Eid Echad testifying on an Aveda that it belongs to somebody else, is he Neman or not? The Ran says yes, and the Ritva says no. The problem with the Ran Shita is that L'chayra, the Ran, is being Soyser our Gemara. The Gemara says, Simonim v'simonim v'eid Echad yaniach. If one person has Simonim, the other one has Simonim, and the Eid Echad, you say Yehi Munach, because Eid Echad command the Lesei Dami. An Eid Echad is like he's not here. An Eid Echad is a zero. What's going on? Over here we're talking about Aveda. The Ran says by Aveda, an Eid Echad is Neman. And the Velt learns up Shat in the Ran. The Pri Yitzchak in Chelik Bey, Simon and Vav, says, B'shem D'achroinim, D'chem D'ashloime, and others, that the Shat in the Ran is because the only time an Eid Echad is not Neman by Mamin is only when he's coming to be Moitzi Mamin from a Muchzik. You're coming to take away money from a muchzik. On that, you need two eidim. But when it comes to aveda, since there's no muchzik, it's an aveda. So over there, an eid echad is neman. So ibazoi, frek the pri yitzchak and achiyazan chelik aleph simin yodalit. So how could our gemara say that when it comes to aveda, an eid echad is commanded less eidami? This is a big tzarachian on the Ran. So to explain the Ran, we can use one of the two Mahalchim that we said on Daf Chav Dalid to explain this, that you return an Aveda to a Talmud Chacham with Tfiyas Ayin. Because we asked over there that when it comes to Shar Dinei Mominis, you need Eidos. Since when do you just return something to a Talmud Chacham because he has Tfiyas Ayin? Why isn't there a Din Eidos? And since when do we find a Chilik in Hilchus Nemanis between a Talmud Chacham and Am Haaretz? In Shar Dinei Nemanis of the Torah, Yidecho Nemen Bisurin or Eidos, as long as a person has a Cheskes Kashrus, I don't care, Talmud Chacham, Am Haaretz, everyone is equally Nemon. Vos Epis over here, there's a Chilik between Talmud Chacham and Am Haaretz. So we explained in one of two ways. We said B'Shem, Rab Chaim, and the Shari Yosher and Shar Vav, Simon Yodalid, that Be'emes, there's a famous question from the Pnei Yeshua and Ksubis Yudbeis that why by Avedo do you need Simonim Bechlal? Why don't you just win with Bari Veshem or Bari Adif? And over here everyone should agree because there's no Muchzik. On that, Reb Chaim and the Shari Yosher answer that Be'emes, you're right, Mitzad Mishpatei Amamin, Mitzad Cheshen Mishpat, you should just win with the Bari alone. You shouldn't need Simonim. But Mitzad the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, there's an extra halacha of Darsheyu im Ramay Einay Ramay. There's a special halacha that you have to check him out to make sure he's not lying. And of that halacha, a bari is not enough. A bari is not a proof that you're not a liar. I need a raya that you're not a Ramay. So therefore, a Talmud Chacham, that's only Mishana B'diburay on the three things, so we know that he's not Choshed L'Shaker. If he says that I recognize that this object is mine, we can give it back to him. Because mitzad mishpatei hamamin, I can anyway give it back to him, als bari v'shema bari adif. Elamai, there's an extra halacha to make sure that he's not a ramai. A talmud chacham, I know that he's not a ramai. Mashenkin and am haaretz, that's choshed l'shaker, I can't give it back to him because of the din of darsheyu im ramai, oy einay ramai. That was one mahalach. So according to that mahalach, Zogt Rav Shimon Shkab, Zer Geshmak, Pshat in the Ran. Why does the Ran say that an Eid Echad is Neman when it comes to Aveda? That's because we're talking about a case where this person, the Oved, claims with a tainus bari, this Chafetz is mine. So Mitzad Mishpatei Hamamin, I anyway have a tainus bari to give it back to him with. Elomai, there's an extra din mitzad the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda Dorsheyu im Ramay Einay Ramay. That's already like Isser V'Heter. That's a question of a mitzvah. On that I say, an Eid Echad is Nemon. An Eid Echad is not Nemon in mitzad Dinei Mominis, in Cheshen Mishpat. An Eid Echad is not Nemon. But over here, mitzad Cheshen Mishpat, I anyway have Bari V'Shem and Bari Adif. Elomai, there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, mitzvahs. That's like Isser V'Heter. In Isser V'Heter, an Eid Echad is Nemon. That's the Pshat in the Ran. Not because an Eid Echad is Nemon by Mamin when it's not Keneged a Muchzik. That's not the Yisoid of the Ran. The Yisoid of the Ran is because by Hashavas Aveda, I anyway have a Tainus Bari that says Mitzad the Mishpatei HaMamin, I could give it back. Elamai, there's a Mitzvah Dikedin of Dorsheyu Im Ramai that says that you have to check him out. So for that, an Eid Echad is Maspik. But, says Rav Shimon Shkab, when you have two people saying, giving simonim, so then you have a bari ubari. So then mitzad mishpatei hamamin, you have no right to give it back to him. So then you need a regular hilchus eidus, you need two eidim. Because over here, mitzad, there's a din Torah between two people, they're both tining bari. So of course an eid echad is not nemon when it comes to a regular Cheshen Mishpat Tikedin. Over here, I don't have Bari Veshema Bari Adif. Over here, I have a Bari Ubari. They're going head on against each other. Each one's claiming with a tainus Bari that it's his. So therefore, an Eid Echad is not Neman's Zer Geshmak. That's one way to answer up the Ran. The other way to answer up the Ran is with the Mahalach of the Pri Yitzchak in Chelik Bey Simen Nun Vav. The Pri Yitzchak Shita is that Farkert. The whole question of the Pnei Yeshua, that we should say Bari Veshema, Bari Adif, when it comes to Aveda, is wrong. Because over here, the might say Aveda can't be considered a Shema, because the other Baal Davar that you're going up against is some potential Oyve that's out there somewhere, that's not here, that's not around. Maybe if he would be here, he would be tining Bari. So you can't say that this is Bari Veshema. By Bari Veshema, the other person is here and he's saying Shema. So you're saying Bari, he's saying Shema, you win. But over here, the potential Oyved out there is not around. He's not here to say that he's a Shema. Maybe if he would be here, he would be a Bari. So therefore he holds that, no, it doesn't pass over here to say Bari Veshema, Bari Adif. So how come you give back an Aveda to a Talmud Chacham with Tviya Sayin? The answer is, Zokta Pri Yitzchak, Farkert. The Pasuk of Darshayu Im Rama Yenei Rama is not a Gzeres HaKosov Lahachmir, like Rav Chaim and the Shari Yosher learned, that the Torah is coming to be Machmir, that over here you need, in addition to Bari Veshema Bari Adif, you need also Darshayu Im Rama Mitzad the Mitzvah of Hashem HaSaveda. No, Farkert. The Torah over here by Hashava Saveda is saying Exeris HaKosov LeHokel, and the Torah is being Moitzi Aveda from Shar Dinei Mominis, and is saying that by Aveda, all you need to do is just to make sure he's not a Rami. That's all you need. Darshayu Im Rami, just check out that he's not a Rami. That's all you need. And that's why a Talmud Chacham is believed with Tviya Sayin, because since you know that he's not a Rami, that's all you need. And that's why Zokta Ran and Chulin, that an Eid Echad that says that I know that this is so-and-so's chayfetz, since he's talking about somebody else, he doesn't stand to gain anything, there's no chashash meshaker, so therefore, he's believed. What's pshat in our Gemara? Simonim v'simonim v'Eid Echad yaniach, Eid Echad k'man d'lesei dami, zakta pri Yitzchak. That's because over here, the Eid Echad is going k'neged a different bearer of Simonim. The same way Eid Echad is a raya that this person is not lying, but the other person also has a raya of simonim, which is mevarer that he's not a ramai. We have a stira between the haychachais. So when the Eid Echad is going keneged a different bearer, so then he's command a lesei dami. He's not nemon keneged a bearer of simonim. So it comes out a nafkamina ledina between these two pshatim of Rav Chaim with the Shara Yosher and the Pri Yitzchak. What's going to be the din by an Eid Echad that comes and says to the finder, this is so-and-so's chayfetz. Without that ploini, without that person tining bari, that it's his. According to the Shara Yosher, the Eid Echad's not going to be Neman, because according to Rav Chaim and Rav Shimon, the whole Nemanis is only because it's Betziruf the tainis bari of that person. So we already have mitzad choshen mishpat, we have a reason to give it back to him, alz bari v'shema bari adif, only alz the mitzvah of hashava saveda, there's an additional din of darshayu im ramai. So on that, that's like isser v'heter, where eid echad is neman. But if he's not tining bari, you just have the eid echad on his own that said this is that person's chayfetz, he's not going to be neman. Whereas according to the Pri Yitzchak's mahalach, he will be neman, because the Torah says all we need is darshayu im ramai, yayenei ramai. Since the eid echad doesn't stand to gain anything, so we know there's no ramos over here. Another nafkamina will be, what's going to be the din if the two balei dvarim are tining bari that we recognize the chayfetz as ours? They're both amei haaretz. They're not Neman with Tviya Sayin. And they come and say, I know this chayfetz is mine. The other one says, I know this chayfetz is mine. So it's a Bariu Bari. Comes along an Eid Echad and says that I know that this is one of theirs. Is he going to be Neman? According to the Shara Yosher, he's not Neman, because since it's Bariu Bari, so Mitzad the Cheshen Mishpat, there's no reason to give it to any one of them. It's a vikuach between two balei dinim, so then you need a regular parsha of Eidos. And Eid Echad is not going to be Neman. Whereas according to the Pri Yitzchak, when it comes to Aveda, all we need is Darshayu and Rama. You're not. In our Gemara, where they both have Simanim, so the Eid Echad is going Keneged, a bearer of Simanim. But if there's no bearer that he's going Keneged, they're just both tining Bari, but there's no bearer, then Avada and Eid Echad will be Neman. To summarize, the Chemda Shloime understood that the Pshat in the Ran's Halacha, why an Eid Echad is Nemon by Avedos, because an Eid Echad is Nemon by Mominis, when he's not going keneged a muhsik. Let's say an Eid Echad is testifying lahachzik, an Eid Echad is neman. It's only keneged a muhsik that Eid Echad is not neman. So then it's fair from our Gemara by simanim and simanim Eid Echad. Why is the Gemara saying Eid Echad command a less Eidami? On that we have two mahalchim from other achrayim that no, the Ran is not saying a klal in mominis that Eid Echad is neman when he's not going keneged a muhsik. The Ran is saying a special halacha by Hashava Saveda. There's just two ways how to say it. The Rav Chaim and Rav Shimon's mahalach is that since Be'etzem we have Bari Veshema, Bari Adif, we have this person that could win Mitzad Chayshin Mishpat, Mitzad the Tainus Bari alone. The Eid Echad is only needed because of the extra halacha of Darsheyu Im Ramai. That's an Isser V'Heter Dikedin. That's a halacha in the mitzvah of Hashava Saveda. A mitzvah is like Isurim, that an Eid Echad is Neman. But when it comes to Simanim and Simanim, where they're both Bari, so then it's a regular Vikuach and Chayshem Yishpat, you need two Eidim. And the Pri Yitzchok's mahalach is that the Ran is saying a special halacha in Hashavas Aveda because by Hashavas Aveda all the Torah requires is Darsheyu Im Ramai, a Kula in the parsha of Hashavas Aveda. So usually an Eid Echad that says that this is so-and-so's chayfetz, he's not choshed l'shaker, he doesn't stand to gain anything. Where he's going connected the birer of Simanim, so then we don't know who's lying. We have a Raya Lekan, a Raya Lekan, so then the Eid Echad is not Neman. B'chayra, we have a beautiful raya from the Ran on Daf Chav Zayin Omid Beis to the Pri Yitzchak's tzad in the Ran, and not like the Shara Yosher's pshat in the Ran. Because the Gemara on Chav Zayin Omid Beis wanted to bring a raya from the Pasuk of Darsheyu Im Ramai, Einai Ramai, my lab is Simonim, don't you think it means with Simonim? So you have a raya that Simonim Dairaisa, and that the Gemara says, Loi Be'edim. And Rashi says, what does it mean, Edim? Shiyavi Edim, Shehu Shalai, you should bring Edim that it's his. And the Ran himself over there asks on Rashi, Be'edim, Pshita. If he brings Edim, so it's Pashit that you give it back to him. What's the Chiddush? Now, if you go with Rav Shimon Shkaf's Mahalach in the Ran, what do you mean, Pshita? The Pasuk is coming to say that you need Edim. You would have thought that you don't need Edim at all. You would have thought, Bari Veshema, Bari Adif, Kamash Malon, that you need Edim. What's the Ran's kasha? But Lefi the Pri Yitzchak, it's very geshmak. There's no din of Bari Veshem or Bari Adif when it comes to Aveda, because the other Oved, the other potential Oved is not here. The Maitzeh doesn't have a din of a Shema. The other potential Baldavar is some other Oved out there who's not here. So you don't say Bari Veshem or Bari Adif. So therefore, frek the Ran, so what's the Chiddush of the Pasuk? You can't say the Chiddush of the Pasuk is that you need Edim. Of course, you need something. You have to prove that it's yours. Elamai, the Pasuk is saying that Edim works. Of course, Edim works. Frekteran's Ergishmak, that it's Pshita. Next Inyan. The Mishnah says on Chavchesa Midbeis, Kol Dover Sha'oise Ve'oichel Yase Ve'yoichal. V'dover Sha'ein Oise Ve'oichel Yimacher. Shenemar V'hashevoise Loi Re'ei Heach Teshivenu Loi. You have to make sure that the owner doesn't end up losing by you holding on to his chayfet. So something that's not oisav oichel, you should sell. Now, something that is oisav oichel, it says yasav oichel. Frekta gemaru ula oilam. So Rav Nachman says, in the name of Shmuel, ad yud beis chaydesh tanin amihachi, kol dover sh'oisav oichel, kegoyin parav v'chamor, metapol bahen ad yud beis chaydesh, mikan ve'eloch, sham demeyen umanichon. Once it's after 12 months, then the halach is Shom Demeyan Umanichon. There's a machlekes Rishayna. What does it mean, Shom Demeyan Umanichon? Rashi Shita is Shom Demeyan Meichron. He should sell them. Umaniach Adomim Etzloi and leave the money by him. So the Rosh learns up in Rashi Shita that Rashi holds that he has to sell them. He cannot just keep the chayfetz and evaluate how much it's worth and keep a cheshbon of what he owes the Oyved when he comes to him and pay him back that money. No, he has to sell it to somebody else. Why? It's Mavur in the Rosh that Rashi is comparing this to the halacha on Daf Lamed Chesamad Aleph by a Gabbai Tzedaka who has many prutais of Nechoshes that he wants to change into a silver coin because prutais of nechayshes, if you keep them around, they get ruined. So he has to switch it into a silver coin. The halacha is that he has to do it onto somebody else's silver coin, but not onto his own coin. Because if people are going to see these prutais by him, these copper pieces by him, they're going to be chayshed him that maybe he pocketed the money. So Rashi holds the same thing over here. We cannot allow the Maitzei Aveda to take the Aveda for himself and just keep a cheshbon of how much he owes the Aved because of this chashad that people will be cheshed him that he took the chayfetz for himself. Now there is a machlekes rishonim within Rashi Shita. When he sells it to somebody else, according to the Rosh, since it says Shom Demeyan Umanichon, the lashon of evaluating is Mashma Zokter Rosh, that he has to sell it in Bezdin. Otherwise, why did we mention a Shuma? Should have just said Meichron Umaniach Adomim. Shom Demeyan means that he has to go to Bezdin. Bezdin evaluates how much this object is worth, and he sells it Al Yedei Bezdin. But the Rashba says, Bidas Rashi, that he could just sell it on his own. So what does it mean, the Lashon of Shom Demeyan? Pshat could be like the Meiri says, that it's just lahazhirai shaloyim karenu bezoil. It's just warning him that he shouldn't sell it for cheaper. He should make sure that he gets the right price. However, the Rosh Hashita b'shem Taisvis is that Shom Demeyan u'manichon means that he leaves the para and the chamor by him, and he just evaluates how much they're worth and keeps a cheshbon, and that's what he owes the oved when the oved comes. And over here, it's not like the case of Gabay Tzedakah, where we don't let him be pirate the money for himself, because since over here, the person is a meshav aveda, he's returning the aveda, he took it to return it, we're not cheshed him that he's taking it for himself, and therefore he could just evaluate how much it's worth, keep a cheshbon, and give that back to the Oved.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.